Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about foreshadowing of things to come. We're talking about the different viruses and threats of the coronavirus in particular. That's among what is called in the biblical record pestilences, referring to diseases. The coronavirus is one that is breaking out around the globe. As our news just said, President Trump has said that it's well under control in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the fake news that's countering that, the fake, phony, false news. CNN and others are saying that the president's lying about that. They're saying the president's trying to cover the coronavirus and cover up what's really taking place. And that's not the case at all. He's being positive about it. What if he were to come out on the broadcast and broadcast news and say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a pandemic. Everybody seek to go to your own home, sequester yourself, lock the doors. We'd have absolute total panic in America. And so he's trying to take the top side, the positive side, and say we've got it under control. Well, it is under control to the degree that man can control it, ladies and gentlemen. But as I have said earlier in the earlier portion of the monologue, that God himself has said that he's the one that's in control. Let me remind you of Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. I am God and there's none other like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things that are not yet done. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God is saying, I'm the one that's in control of all of this that's taking place. Now, man can't understand it. Man cannot fathom it. But God is the one that's in control. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's currently some 80,000 plus victims of the coronavirus. Over 3,000, I believe it's something like 3,700 deaths thus far. And the virus is spreading rapidly around the world. It's now being described as a pandemic, or the potentiality of a pandemic. And this deadly virus supposedly started, ladies and gentlemen, in the open wet markets, as it's called, where there's a variety of animal carcasses hanging for those that buy them and consume them in China. But yet there's a different sense as to the cause of the coronavirus. You've heard before, and I've stated on previous broadcast in dealing with this subject, and that's one of the things that China would have us to believe, that the coronavirus is as a result of the carcasses of animals that was in the wet markets, hanging in the wet markets, as they called them. We'd call them open-air meat markets. They called them wet markets. But supposedly one of the merchants there had animals in the back room that were live animals that he was selling that carry the suspected element that causes the coronavirus that people would buy and consume. And that's been the story. He was arrested. He ultimately came down with the disease. He ultimately died. The physician that first announced back in December of last year of the coronavirus is being difficult to handle. That physician was ultimately put in jail, where ultimately he died with the coronavirus. I think China's been doing a good job of covering up the cause and effect as much as possible with this major, major, major disease. Here's an article. It says, Tucker Carlson says coronavirus response shows how identity politics trumped public health. Let me just read you several brief paragraphs from this article. Tucker Carlson tackled the seriousness of the rising coronavirus Monday, criticizing the mainstream media's coverage of the outbreak. For weeks, the media told you it was wrong to worry about the coronavirus, a mysterious, highly communicable, lethal disease spreading rapidly around the world. Carlson said on Tucker Carlson Tonight, if you think maybe we ought to take some steps to protect ourselves from it, then you're absolutely a bigot, according to the others' thinking. Carlson was referencing the cities and journalists, the critics and journalists who argued that concern over the virus, which originated in China, had radically biased connotations. Countless publications wagged their fingers in the face of readers and told them it was irrational, probably moral, in fact, to worry about the coronavirus than the annual flu, Carlson said. Identity politics trumped public health, and not for the first time. Wokeness is a cult. They let you die before they admitted that diversity is not our strength. the host heightened, that's talking about Tucker Carlson, highlighted how the coronavirus had spread and impacted other countries around the world. What began as a regional outbreak in the city of Wuhan, China, is now spreading across Europe, Paris, Italy. Italy is shut down tonight. Catholic services and in some places, funerals have been suspended indefinitely. Carlson said South Korea has also confirmed close to 1,000 cases of the disease so far. Japan is reporting infectious infections at the same level. The virus has even been reported in Iran. Apparently, international sanctions don't stop the coronavirus, Carlson added. Carlson even informed viewers that an outbreak was possible in the United States. Officials in our country have reported about 36 cases of the virus in the U.S. so far, but that's misleading numbers. The truth is, we have no real idea how many Americans, this article says, are really infected. Why? Here's why. As of yesterday, only 3 public health labs in the entire country were properly equipped to detect the virus. Quote, fewer than 500 people in America have ever been tested for coronavirus out of a population of 327 million, Carlson said. Keep in mind, 5.5 people ride the New York City subway every day. Worried yet? Carlson asked the audience. That could be very serious. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to sit up and take notice and realize what God is doing, but God is still on the throne. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Gene, it's Dr. Lee.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry to be late coming on the line.
Well, we're going to do the interview tomorrow for mine and your interview.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure.
That's good. Thank you so much for calling. Looking forward to having our dialogue and discussion tomorrow. Thank you. God bless you. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. We have to pray a lot for the people in this nation, those that oppose whatever is normal, whatever is sacred, whatever is, praise it to be followed. I was listening to the news yesterday, and they were talking about financially the economy is going to be affected worldwide because many people and many companies are now placing orders because mostly it's made in China. And there's a lot of cities that has been stopped, and nobody is allowed to go in or get out. So that is affecting the market worldwide. And this morning, I could not believe all these people in the media on TV, they were so happy blaming President Trump because the economy went down, I guess, 1,000 points or something, or more than 1,000 points, Dow Jones. And they were, like, celebrating. And I was like, these people are very vile, very wicked, and very evil. You touched on that.
You touched on that, and let me elaborate on that further. Hang on, and let's continue this discussion. The stock market dropped over 1,000 points yesterday, the Dow Jones. It's already dropped over 350 points today. And the media, the left-wing, liberal, lunatic, fake media, they're rejoicing over that because they want to be able to find something that will blame Trump. And supposedly Trump is responsible now for it because he says everything is under control in America. And he's exactly right. It's under control to the degree that man can control it. But they're mocking him and laughing at him. Here's the point that I want to interject, though, for you and for our listeners to understand. Most are not aware of the fact that since China was given the most favored trade nation status several years ago by a different administration, as a result of that, 97%, listen to it carefully, so you can see where this could take us, 97% of the antibiotics in America that's taken in America, that's prescribed by our physicians in America, 97% of them are manufactured in China. About 85% of all pharmaceuticals that's prescribed and taken in America are manufactured in China. Now, listen very carefully. If this becomes a further, quote, pandemic, and all of those laboratories are shut down, what are we going to do in America for the great grave condition that we'd be in physically, medically, as a result of not being able to get medical pharmaceuticals because we have so laxly, with a looseness, allowed the majority of our pharmaceuticals to be manufactured in China? And we've done so, ladies and gentlemen, simply because of the Chinese marketplace, where China, a person would work for $1 a day or $2 a day. And it's the American system of pharmaceuticals getting it made for pennies on the dollar and yet exponentially increasing the cost to American citizens, raping and robbing the American citizens financially because of the profiteering of our medical supplies. How do you respond to that for our caller?
No, this is something that I've been thinking for a while, brother, and thank you for bringing this topic. And how you hear the term, you kill two birds with one shot?
Yes.
I always thought about the issue with this illegal invasion of the United States from people coming from Latin America and everywhere. And I was thinking a few years ago, why the president doesn't sit down with the CEO of all these companies that have contracts and companies in China and presented a plan. Hey, listen, if you close those companies in China and you move them to America or Latin America, we can kill two birds with one shot. You quit feeding the enemy, which is China. They hate America. And we are giving them billions of dollars every year. And you bring those corporations to Latin America or the United States, and you employ the people that needs a job. So you start feeding the enemy. You start giving them money to China so they can become super, super rich. And you benefiting the American people and the people in Latin America. The people in Latin America, what they need is jobs. You know what I mean? Which is not America's fault. But you see what I'm saying? You can kill two birds with one shot. You quit
well,
hitting the enemy.
I'm tracking you very well, and I think that would be a genius stroke on the part of the president. One of the problems that we have is that we're so locked in with China, because if China calls the debt that America owes today, we're borrowing mega billions of dollars from China. Mm-hmm. And if they called the debt today, America would be bankrupt. That's the primary reason that you can't just unhitch from China overnight. And I'm in agreement with you, though. That would be a super choice to do. That would be, as you've called it, killing two birds with one stone, and that would be exactly right. But because we have borrowed so much from China, we're indebted to China and cannot just come unhitched. That's the reason they were given the most favored trade nation status, is because we could not afford not to. I disagree with it. I think we should never have done so. I think that it's the worst-case scenario because of the human rights violation that is all over China, where people are incarcerated, where Christians are being killed, churches are being burned and closed, et cetera, but we've not paid any attention to that until the presidency of Donald J. Trump, where he looks at on a global basis the human rights and what ought to be done.
Yes, but it's a greed, brother. But it's something that we have to pray about. But what really got me thinking was listening to these people on TV and on the radio. They are so happy because the market is collapsing, and they don't care about this virus, what's going on. They don't care to tell the people the reason why the market is acting the way it is. They just is hate, bitterness. And I wonder, I mean, these people's heart got to be so dark that we have to pray hard for these people, because they don't see nothing positive. They don't see anything that this president does. But these are the days that we are living, brother. The country is so divided. Those that we know the light, which is Jesus Christ, and those that don't have a clue. So we have to keep praying for them, because this election time is going to be really, really, it's going to be really bad, because these people, they haven't been able to move on since 2016. It's very sad, brother, very sad.
That's right. All we can do is keep praying, as you said, and we need to get every Christian registered to vote. We need to vote and make sure that our voice is heard at the ballot box. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question and comment, please.
Yeah, a couple comments. Good morning.
Good morning.
China plays a very prominent role in the end-time prophetic scenario, the Kings of the East, according to my understanding of end-time events. Yours too, Dr. Youngblood, correct?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you're speaking, as you say, the Kings of the East. You're talking about that which is found in Daniel chapter 11, beginning with about verse 40, 41, 42, and following.
Yeah. In Job, it talks about these are just the fringes of God and when he beautifies the heavens. So I see it in Matthew. It talks about people will be eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until, and during that time, life will seem normal, even in spite of some of the turmoil going around the world. But life will be somewhat normal until he actually snatches us out of here. And that'll be the precursor to the second coming, the parousia. Do you see it that way?
Once we're snatched out of here, there'll be a 7-year gap between the rapture and the parousia, that is, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. During that 7 years is found primarily in Revelation chapter 6 through 18. It's called the 7 years of tribulation. During that 7 years of tribulation, there'll be 21 separate judgments. One will be piggybacked on the other. You'll have the seven seal judgment, the seven trumpet judgment, and the seventh trumpet, when it's blown, it brings in the seven bowls or vials judgment. And what you see in the seven trumpets judgment and the seven bowls judgment is exactly what we're talking about today, but in a greater full-fledged calamitous event after the church is raptured out. Yes, sir.
It's the complete fulfillment. Now, I have a solution for the pill problem that we just, I heard just discussed about China. The solution is we just take the gospel and love not our lives unto death.
Amen. Well, that's
take
where we stand.
Take the gospel and love not our lives unto death. Does that solve it or doesn't it?
The gospel, well, absolutely. That's the best pill we can take.
And love not our lives even unto the death.
Amen. Yes, sir, brother. That. Yes.
All right. God bless, brother.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coronavirus and the pandemic that is taking place on a global basis that I believe is foreshadowing of the ultimate events that shall take place during the days of the tribulation. Here's an article that says the super spreader in South Korea infects nearly 40 people with the coronavirus. It's gone far more than that even today. This was just about 3 days ago. A so-called super spreader infected at least 37 people at their church with the new coronavirus, and the dozens of additional worshipers are also showing symptoms of the disease that is found. A 61-year-old woman attended the Church of Jesus, the Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony in South Korea. According to the international news outlet, the city located in the southern part of the country is home to about 2.5 million people. The woman called patient 31 by the Korean Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, developed a fever February the 10th and attended four church services before being diagnosed with the coronavirus. So far, she and 37 other members of the same church have been tested positive in the novel coronavirus. An additional 52 churchgoers have shown symptoms of infection. Authorities described the outbreak as a super spreader event, as the lone woman transmitted the infectious disease to an unusually high number of people. Current estimates suggest that a single person with a novel coronavirus spreads the infection to about 2.2 additional people on average. The surge of infection at the church brings the total number of confirmed cases in South Korea to 104. One death associated with the virus has occurred in the country so far. And the article further says, we're in unprecedented crisis, end quote. Here's another article that talks about the coronavirus may have originated in the lab linked to China's biowarfare program. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is there's a challenging question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered today. Is the source, the original source, the origin of the coronavirus? Now, I know that they're saying that it took the Chinese official answer is that it started in the wet market where the meats are hanging out for people to buy. And animals that you and I would even frown at thinking of the possibility of eating that's being eaten in China. But ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese government's refusing to allow the CDC to come in and help. They're refusing to allow any outside intervention to come in and help them to discover the real problem and the source of it. China insists that it was just the Wuhan area. They have carted off that entire region of the nation of China, and as well as other places now that's taken place. We also know that China has two major biowarfare weapon labs in Wuhan area. Two, ladies and gentlemen, laboratories that create in the lab infectious diseases designed for future biochemical warfare. It's my personal belief, ladies and gentlemen, that this virus is man-made, man-created. And it's created in the Chinese labs to use for future warfare. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Remember, as our caller just made mention of, and I'll touch on it and elaborate further, China plays a major, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, major role in the final days, in the days of the tribulation. You read Revelation chapter 9 after we get off the air. Read Revelation chapter 9. You'll find that China has a 200 million man army. China is the only nation on the face of the globe that could tout having a 200 million man army since 1965. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the date? Since 1965, they've been able to tout and brag the number that a seated army ready to go military of over 200 million. And ladies and gentlemen, that 200 million man army, if you wonder how long 200 million man you could take from China and call it a human bridge, lay one person down, another one foot to head, head to foot, head to foot, and all the way across the globe, you still will not run out of the 200 million man army that China has today. And when you see in Revelation and in Daniel chapter 11, as I spoke of earlier, verses 40, 41 and following, you'll find that the Antichrist is doing pretty good battle. And the Antichrist is the one that, according to Daniel chapter 11, is a Sodomite Islamic that's doing the battle. He is the Antichrist. And we won't get into the details of that now, but simply put, that is the fact of it. And ladies and gentlemen, that particular person, the head, the Antichrist, that'll be leading the warfare against the globe, primarily against the Jewish people, he will immediately be rattled when he sees the kings of the East, and that's talking about the Chinese war, Chinese warfare, Chinese army apparatus coming against him, and it will frighten him, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 and following. But China plays a major role in the last days of the tribulation, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it's China that's setting the stage, that we're watching the stage being set. And as a result of China's position militarily and China's position philosophically, theologically, and doctrinally in the last days, we're watching China rise up and being seen and heard as never before. But I believe it was in China's labs that this was created. And I'm not by myself in that belief, ladies and gentlemen. I could be wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. But listen carefully. Article says coronavirus may have originated in the lab linked to China's bio-warfare program. The deadly animal-borne coronavirus spreading globally may have been originated in the laboratory in the city of Wuhan linked to China's covert biological weapons program, said an Israeli biological warfare analyst. Free Radio Asia last week rebroadcast a Wuhan television report from 2015 showing China's most advanced virus laboratories, known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The laboratory is the only declared site in China. By the way, they have two of them right there within 4 miles of Wuhan, capable of working with deadly diseases. In fact, it was Senator Tom Cotton, ladies and gentlemen, that's come forth now out of the Senate and has publicly said that the source, as he understands it, is from the Wuhan Biowarfare Laboratory. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, don't buy China's story. The coronavirus may have leaked from their own laboratory. Here's the article. The article says an emergency meeting in Beijing held last Friday, Chinese leader spoke about the need to contain. Listen, the Chinese leader spoke about the need to contain the coronavirus and set up a system to prevent similar epidemics in the future. A national system to control biosecurity risk must be put in place, he said, to protect the people's health. He said, because the laboratory is safe, a national security issue is a safety national security issue. He actually admitted that the coronavirus may now devastating large swaths of China had escaped from one of the country's biochemical laboratories. But the very next day, evidence emerged suggesting that this is exactly what had happened. As Chinese Minister of Science and Technology released a new directive title, listen, this is the title from the one man, it's the Chinese Minister of Science and Technology, says this. This directive says, instructions on strengthening biosecurity management in microbiology labs that handle advanced viruses like the novel coronavirus, end quote. And this particular writer says, read that again. It sure sounds like China has a problem keeping dangerous pathogens in test tubes where they belong, doesn't it? And just how many microbiology labs are there in China that handles advanced viruses like the coronavirus? It turns out that in all of China, there's only one. And this one is located in the Chinese city of Wuhan that just happens to be the epicenter of the epidemic called coronavirus. That's right, China on China's only level 4 microbiology lab that is equipped to handle deadly coronavirus, called the National Biosafety Laboratory, is part of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What's more, the People's Liberation Army's top expert in biochemical warfare, Major General Chin, was dispatched to Wuhan at the end of January to help with the effect and the effort to contain the outbreak. According to the PLA Daily, Ching has been researching coronaviruses since the SARS outbreak in 2003, as well as Ebola and anthrax. This would not be their first trip to the Wuhan Institute of Virology either, since it is the one and only two biochemical research labs in all of China. Does that suggest to you that the novel coronavirus, now known as SARS-CoV-2, may have escaped from the very lab, that very lab, and Chin's job is to try to put the genie back in the bottle, as it were? Does that sound like that to you? And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly what we see taking place. But listen very carefully. I want us to understand that there is hope for us, because we know that God is still in control. We know that he's still on the throne. We know that the outbreak of this may be just the tip of the iceberg of the future. But ladies and gentlemen, when the things take place in the Word of God, when we see the seals and the trumpets and the final trumpet when it is sounded, and those trumpets sound, there's major, major, major devastation. In fact, the first trumpet, the scripture says in Revelation 8:7, the first angel sounded, there was followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. It's in Revelation 8:7. Ladies and gentlemen, when the first trumpet is blown in the seven trumpets of judgment in the book of the Revelation, the soil is scorched. The second trumpet, the sea is smitten. The second trumpet is blown in the 8th and 9th verses of Revelation 8. And the second angel sounded, and there were a great mountain burning, and the fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, the scripture says. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, it says in verse 9, and the third part of the creatures were in the sea and had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the third trumpet blown, the supply is smitten. See, the soil is scorched, the sea is smitten, the supply of fresh water is smitten, in Revelation 8, verses 10 and 11. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. It's all recorded in my book that I'm holding in my hand. It's called The Panorama of Prophecy. Your call, leaving your information with the call screener, name and telephone number and address. We'd be delighted to put this book in the mail for you. Any donation, any contribution to underwrite and support Let's Face the Issues, we'll send you this book free, and we'll even pay the postage. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted that we can come to you and bring this broadcast each day. And I pray that each day you tune in and tell others to tune in. We talk about issues that the world is talking about, but we look at it from a biblical worldview. What does the Word of God say? What does the Bible say? How should we respond to it? And ladies and gentlemen, let me urge you to take your Bible and read Revelation chapter 6 to Revelation chapter 18 and see what God holds for the future of not only America, but for the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
Just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.